everyone. Welcome back to Mercy Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and we are in our eighth week right now of our Ditch the Baggage podcast series. And if you have missed any of those, I really want to encourage you to go back and listen. We have covered quite a few topics so far. We started this series by talking about commitment to Christ, and then we moved on to the topic of healing life's hurts and renewing the mind. Our last topic that we spoke about was on forgiveness. And as we've talked about already, these different keys to freedom that we are covering in this series really all kind of work in conjunction with one another. We're having to do this, obviously, in a kind of a linear way and talk from topic to topic, but they all really kind of feed each other. And so I really want to encourage you that if you're just now joining us, I would really encourage you to go back and hear the previous shows, just because they really do all work together to bring about freedom in our lives. So today we are starting on key number 5, which is breaking generational patterns. And also, if you're just joining us, you might be wondering kind of what this whole Ditch the Baggage thing is about. And so just to kind of explain, that is actually the title of our founder and president here at Mercy, Nancy Alcorn, just wrote a book called Ditch the Baggage. And that book is set to release on October 6th. And it basically lays out all of the keys to freedom that we use in our Mercy homes. And these are the keys that we have used to help girls walk out of just all different kinds of life-controlling issues, you know, addictions, abuse, self-destructive behavior, all kinds of different things. And we have found that these principles that are 100% biblically based, we have found that they not only work to bring transformation to young women who've gone through lots of deep emotional trauma, but they also help people of all ages just to get free and to get unstuck from those behaviors or thoughts or patterns that seem to really just kind of suck the joy and freedom out of their life. And so we want to also let you know that along with that book, we have created an entire curriculum that includes a study guide, a leader guide, a video series that can be used on an individual basis. It can be used one-on-one. It can be used in a small group setting. But I just really, really love this book and this study. And we are so excited to get it out there because, you know, it's not just kind of like a gathering of nice ideas and thoughts, but it's very, very practical, and it gives you tools that you can use for the rest of your life to walk in lasting freedom and fullness in Christ. So we are really excited about that curriculum. We're really excited to continue on in our series today. And we are actually welcoming a very special guest and veteran staff member, Margaret Troquel, to help us learn more about this topic of breaking generational patterns. Margaret has been part of Mercy for almost 23 years, which is amazing. And she oversees our residential program. She also oversees our intake department, which is the department that processes our applicants to the program. And then also oversees our transitional care department that works with graduates from our program. So definitely, if there's anyone who understands this journey to helping someone find freedom, it is Margaret. So Margaret, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. We're very excited to have you.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So we are going to just jump right into our show because there is really a lot to cover in this topic. And, you know, I just want to kind of let you basically just share kind of a general definition of what a generational pattern is. It's a term that sometimes can be misunderstood. And so to kind of start us off, can you just share like what actually is a generational pattern?
Well, simply, it is a pattern that has visited a family line. It passes down from one generation to another. And basically, it's like a pattern, a weakness, a bent towards a certain sin that are choices that were made by our ancestors that causes us to just have a weakness towards that habit, behavior, attitude, or sin. Mm-hmm. In the clinical and the mental health field, it's referred to as predisposition. And so that is something that there has been evidence that has been identified in a family line, a lineage. And so when somebody in our ancestry has made a decision, let's just say a sin or habit like gambling or addiction, you know, that would be there in the family line. Mm-hmm. And it could skip a generation because it is based on choice. You know, each person has a choice to make life, death, blessing, and cursing, you know. And so, but we are impacted by others' choices that they had made previous to us coming along.
Right, sure. It might be helpful, actually, in breaking down that definition even more. Sometimes it's helpful just to give examples of what that looks like. Are there different examples of generational patterns? And, you know, a lot of what we're going to talk about today is the negative generational patterns that can get passed on to us. But we also want to be reminded that there are positive ones that can pass on as well. So can you give us maybe some examples of both, like negative patterns that can be passed on and positive ones as well?
Sure. One that I mentioned already was addictions, abandonment, anger, rage, violence, anxiety. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is huge. Control, deception, depression, independence, you know, that self-sufficiency, pride, mm-hmm. Family secrets, rebellion, lack of expression of love or acceptance mm-hmm. or affection within a family. Mental illness can be a huge factor mm-hmm. in a family line. Rejection, self-harm, sexual sins, shame. There are many more, but those are just a few that are common to what we work with within the residents that come through Mercy Ministries.
Right, right. And can you give us, you know, on the flip side of the coin, what would be a few examples of ones that are positive patterns that could pass on?
Oh, well, there's quite a few, you know, and with families, of course, we want to talk about later, probably leaving a legacy.
Right, sure.
But some of the positive ones would be having a strong work ethic. Mm-hmm. I know that was really modeled for me. And really, generational patterns is a pattern or a habit that was modeled or exemplified in your family. Mm-hmm. So strong work ethic, humility, being a peacemaker, mm-hmm. Generosity, having a wise business mindset, being loyal, being faithful, fidelity would be a mm-hmm. really good positive one. Ability to demonstrate love. Righteous living, strong family patterns and connections, mm-hmm. financially responsibility. Right. And so those are just a few that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you kind of hit on this when you were giving the original definition, you know, about how it's a choice. We're constantly, you know, trying to share that message with people that you actually have a choice in walking in freedom, in forgiveness, and renewing your mind, and all the different things that we've already talked about. But it definitely applies to this today. And I kind of want to just land on that for a minute, because one of our foundational scriptures here at Mercy is Deuteronomy 30:15-20. That's one of our foundational scriptures here. And it really ties in very powerfully to this idea of generational patterns. So I wanted to know if you wouldn't mind reading that scripture for our listeners, and then just talk a little bit about how this scripture relates to us today. You know, this was written in the Old Testament. It was many, mm-hmm. many years ago. So how does this scripture relate to us today, and specifically to the topic that we're talking about today?
Great. Okay, well, I'll read this for you. It's a little lengthy. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. And I love this part. This is key. This day, this is God, this day I call the heavens and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so you and your children may live, that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's where we see the generations. When God sees us, he not only sees us as individuals, but he also sees generations.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Along that line, you know, I'm still single now. I'm about to be married. But, you know, for many, many years, I've heard things like this about what you're passing on to your children. Yes. And I think I very easily would sometimes kind of tune out a little bit because mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you know, I'm single. I don't have any kids. And I don't, you know, I'd love to have them, but I don't know if I ever will. You know, and I know that there's people who don't have children, maybe people who this topic is just difficult because it's like, well, I don't really have anything to relate that to because I don't have kids myself. So how does this topic relate to people maybe who are walking in that place?
Well, that's good. That's real good. Let me backtrack for a moment. You know, this does relate to all of us. Mm-hmm. We all have somebody who was in front of us that exemplified certain patterns and behaviors. And like you said, you're about to get married. So even though you may not have had much thought of, you know, there may not be a lot of negative baggage, so to speak, or, you know, really weighty patterns that we've referred to. Maybe they don't relate to you or your family, which is a tremendous blessing. However, when you're coming into a marriage, you're bringing that other person in, their ancestry also into this relationship. Mm-hmm. And then you as a couple will be making decisions and, you know, that your children will be impacted by. So for those that don't have natural children, you will be exemplifying and modeling to the next generation. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not ever have natural children, but there are people in your life that you will be pouring into. So you may have spiritual children. I know I have two natural sons. I have a stepson, but I also have many daughters, mm-hmm. and they're spiritual daughters, mm-hmm. and they are very close and dear to my heart, you know, that I keep in connection with them throughout the years. And so we do leave a legacy. And our patterns and our obedience to follow after God really does make an impact on that next generation or whoever is in our immediate sphere of influence.
Right. That's great. And I think it's also, you know, I don't want to get too far off on this kind of side topic, but, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that I think for those of us who do not have natural children right now, you know, to be able to remind ourselves that God has actually called us, whether or not we have biological children or not, to pass on our faith to the next generation and to pour into them. So it doesn't exempt anyone from that, you know, and so we do all actually have that call. So, you know, I kind of want to go back to this idea of just the negative patterns that can get passed on. And, you know, there are some people who could say, well, you know, you're saying it's just a choice that I can make. That's nice. Like, it's a nice idea to just say, well, I just have to make this choice, just make this decision to say, well, I'm going to break this pattern and it's gone. You know, but whatever that is, especially because it was passed on from family, like from youth, from a child, you know, I mean, literally typically from when we're very young, that stuff could be really kind of buried deep in someone and just say, well, it's not just easy for me just to say like, well, I'm going to break it and it's done. You know, so like, what do you say to someone when they say this thing has a major grip on my life? I mean, where do I even find the power that I need to break something like that?
Yeah, and that would be found in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. You know, the scriptures talks about the iniquity, which is a sin or weakness, will be visited to the family of the third and fourth generation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those that follow after me, and those that stand in the gap and repent for the sins of their ancestor, God will visit up to 1,000 the blessings of God. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we want to, you know, look at is, okay, when we can look at our family line and identify any areas where it's been a habitual pattern that's not quite so healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, there can be positive generational patterns, but unhealthy ones as well. Mm-hmm. We've got the power to change in our spiritual bloodline. And even though we are flesh and came into this world with natural earthly bloodline from our families, it was Jesus's perfect life that made possible that indestructible life. And so one drop of Jesus's blood has redeemed us and freed us mm-hmm. from that sin. And so when we choose life and we choose obeying the voice of the Lord in our choices and our decisions every day, you know, in Deuteronomy, the Lord instructs us, life and death, I set before you today, life and death, blessing and cursing. Each day we have a choice. We can choose healthy or unhealthy, good or bad, yeah. holy or unrighteously. And so when we take that thought and we choose godly, then through the blood of Jesus, we are now in a new family. We're adopted into the family of God, where we have a new spiritual bloodline, mm-hmm. which is holy and cleansed.
I think that's probably one of the most powerful pieces of this entire topic, because that is where the power comes from. And just to think about the fact that literally when you are His, that bloodline, it trumps.
It does.
The earthly one. And it's just that I just feel like that for me, I know when I was learning about this, this idea of generational patterns and how to break those, like that was when things turned around for me, was when I realized like I actually get to access a new one. Yes. It's not just like trying to change the current one, but I'm in a new one. And so I just definitely wanted to make sure that we communicated that today. And you kind of started to touch on this just now, but as far as making this choice, what are, you know, we are trying to focus in, especially in this series and through the whole Ditch the Baggage curriculum and everything, to make this very practical for people, mm-hmm. like give them an actual tool, not just an idea to think about.
Right.
So if someone is out there listening and just saying, you know what, this is, I know that this is a pattern in my family. This is something that I've seen, and this is something that I do not want to pass on. I don't want this to be part of what I pass on to the next generation. And so if they are pinpointing something right now, what are the practical steps that you would tell them to take if they want to break a pattern? You know, you've already mentioned making the choice,
right?
But then what else does that look like for them on a daily basis?
Well, one thing is, number one, to pray and identify what those patterns are. Mm-hmm. Once those are identified, then pray to break that generational pattern. Repent for your own sin of opening up that door to sin, because that's what happens, that when our ancestors have that weakness, they've opened that door. It's a foothold to the enemy. Mm-hmm. It gives him legal access to us. Mm-hmm. So it's important to recognize, okay, we need to close that door. So we pray and repent for the sins of our fathers, our own sins, and appropriate the blood of Jesus, which means simply to apply the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I'm under a new bloodline. Mm-hmm. And then you renew your mind. Get the truth of what God's word says about who you are. Mm-hmm. You are His, and you're a co-heir with Christ. And then continually live a life of forgiveness. In this prayer, you also need to forgive those that have gone before you that have set some negative patterns. And then live a life of forgiveness. Repent quickly if you do happen to reopen that door.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm glad that you brought those last couple of things in, because that literally ties right in to some of these previous keys that we've already discussed, and once again shows how important they are in conjunction with one another. And so I'm glad that you talked about that forgiveness piece, the renewing the mind, you know, that this is another piece of that puzzle. And so, you know, I think it would be awesome just to kind of close today. You talked about how you need to pray and appropriate the blood of Jesus. And so I would love it if you wouldn't mind just wrapping up today by praying, leading our listeners through a prayer of breaking generational patterns, especially if they're listening and they're saying, this is one, or, you know, maybe there's multiple that are coming to mind, but this is something I want to break in my life. And so I would love for you to just close us today by leading a prayer for anyone who might be in that place.
Sure. Let's pray. And if you are listening and this has touched your heart, just go ahead and pray with me. Father, I thank you that I do not have to live a life pattern after the generations of my family. Today, I reject and disown all the sins of the generations before me. I specifically renounce the sins, and you can just state whatever those sins are right now. In Jesus' name, I ask you to break any and all harmful and sinful patterns in my family. I thank you that through Jesus, I have the authority to break these cycles of sin in my own life and prevent it from affecting my children and grandchildren and my future generations. I choose to forgive my ancestors, releasing any feelings of bitterness or resentment and yielding to these sins. I receive your forgiveness and choose to move forward in faith. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, who purchased me with his own blood. I am his and he is mine. I declare myself to be completely signed over, and in Christ, I am a new creation. Amen.
Amen. Margaret, thank you so much for being here today. I know we probably could have kept going on and on this. We just had to hit this at a high level today, but you have so much going on here, and you do so much for Mercy. So we just thank you for taking the time to come in and share with our listeners today. So,
well, it is such my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And as a reminder for all of you listeners, you can actually experience these keys to freedom that we have talked about in this series live and in person with Nancy Alcorn and other Mercy staff members at the Freedom Experience happening here on October 2nd and 3rd, right here in Nashville. And, you know, you may be listening to this series and you may be hearing these things and thinking, you know, these are awesome tools. I'm actually leading people. I'm working with people who need to hear this. You know, they need to know this message of hope, and they need to know these keys. And so the Freedom Experience is going to be an awesome opportunity for you to be able to come and learn at an even deeper level about these tools so that you can then be equipped to go and take them out to those that you are working with. So we just really encourage you, no matter where you may be in life right now and where you are in this journey to freedom, this is going to be an awesome experience for everyone. You can find out more information and you can register by going to mercymultiplied.com. Please, I really do believe that this is going to be a life-changing event and going to be something that you can really take from. Like these are going to be things that you can take and use for the rest of your life. So it is worth it. It's worth the investment. And so we just really appreciate all of you for coming along with us on this journey. And we look forward next week to talking with actually one of our graduates about how breaking generational patterns set her completely free to just live a life of wholeness and health and freedom in Jesus. So we're really excited about that. So please join us next week, and we will see you then.